Wipe Your Lens podcast aims to inspire and empower working moms, helping them find fulfillment and purpose and confidence through their photography side hustle. Whether you're just starting out or seeking guidance to take your existing photography business to the next level, this podcast will be your trusted companion, providing guidance and encouragement every step of the way. So get ready to unleash your creativity, embark on entrepreneurship while capturing beautiful moments with the blessings of strong faith, family, motherhood, and business ownership. So go charge those camera batteries, grab a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and your pen and paper, and let's get started. Greetings. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Kim Stewart, your host of Wipe Your Lens podcast, and we are on episode 36, What to Post If You Have No Pictures. So this might be a part one of part two, but let me just go ahead and say first, as a photographer, I know you have tons of beautiful images, old and new, in your phone or on those memory cards that you can share, right? Even if you're starting out, I know you have them because you've been practicing. Whether or not you've already built your portfolio or not, you have some photos that you could share. But sometimes I have to go ahead and look through my phone so I can remember the images that I've taken. So that's probably where you are right now, because I'm getting this question a lot. What do I post if I have no pictures? I have a few people that are just starting out and just started their business page or put together their business page on Facebook and Instagram. So first thing, if you're just putting together your business page on Instagram and on Facebook, go ahead and do an introduction post. Introduction posts, explain who you are, why you do what you do, that you're a family photographer or whatever type of photographer that you are, and that you are here and ready to serve. So after you go ahead with that introduction post, go ahead and look through your phone, because I always tell people it doesn't even matter what type of photographer or entrepreneur that you are, go ahead while you're out, take those images, take those selfies of nature, skylines, sunsets, sunrises, whatever it is. Excuse me. While you're out, go ahead and take those images so that you have something beautiful to share that's in your phone. And especially if it's a video, you could use that as your B-roll content, meaning something that just grabs somebody's attention and you are writing information to help engage or entertain or whatever it is of information onto that video. So you have a nice reel and you're sharing some information, because the video really doesn't have to do with anything that the information says. You know, you're helping family photographers do whatever, but it could be a video of a flower kind of blowing in the wind. So it doesn't really matter. Just take those beautiful images. So basically, if a family photographer or photographer does not have any pictures to post on social media, there are several things that you can do to share and engage your audience and to maintain your online presence. So here are a few ideas. Number one, behind the scenes content. Share stories, videos, or photos of your photography process, like setting up for a photo shoot. What does that look like? If you have a studio, or say that you're making or putting together some props, balloons, or whatever it is, posing ideas for your photography session. General advice for families looking to have a photo session. You could post a beautiful picture or video or whatever, and this can be your kind of like B-roll video or photo that you want to use in a reel. And you could put that information, that general advice for families looking for a photo session. How do they go about booking you, or whatever information you want to share? Why is it important for families to have photo sessions? How many times they should book in a year, or should they book yearly, or whatever it is? So this can position you as an expert in your field and provide value to your followers and potential clients. All right. Number three, client testimonials. Share reviews or testimonials from past clients to showcase your skills and the positive experiences that others have had when working with you. Even if it's a text message of one of your clients saying how much fun they had or whatever it is, you could cross out their name or cross out their picture or whatever that comes up on your phone in the text message and just put, you know, or retype on a Canva beautiful template what they said. You know, you don't have to put their name on there, but you could post what they said and then make in the captions something that says, hey, I love when I get feedback from my clients, whatever it is. So that's a client testimonial either way. 4, personal stories or experiences. Share personal experiences related to photography or family moments that resonate with your audience and show your human side of your business. Like, say, I just had a photo shoot last week of this 5-year-old and he was so cute and I've been taking his photos since he was born. So now he's like making jokes. I wanted to get a really good laugh and smile out of him, so I told him to tell me a joke. And he told me the funniest little joke and he was cracking up so hard where he was like smacking his knee, clapping his hand and looking at his parents and he was just cracking up. So when I shared this picture, because of course, as bad as I'm like trying to crack up and take the picture at the same time because it was so funny, it was an awesome personal story that I shared when I posted that photo. So very, very cute. So 5, promotions or upcoming events. You want to share any type of promotion or say that it's Valentine's Day or spring sessions are coming up. You want to post about that. Even if you don't have any new photos to share, you could post about promotions, discounts, upcoming events that you have planned. Whether it's a spring mini session coming up, go ahead and take some pictures, or you could take pictures of flowers or the area that you're going to have the mini session at. You could do that, set it up. Nobody has to be particularly in the photo, or you could take pictures of yourself in the photo, and that can help generate interest and attract new clients for you. All right. 6, curated content. Share relevant content from other sources that your audience may find interesting, such as articles on family photography tips, inspiring family photos, or trends in the industry. There are so many Instagram pages that share this information already. You could just go ahead and reshare it to your feed. I don't like to do that, but I know a lot of people that do and it works for them. But definitely to my stories, I would definitely take a quote or something about family photography or capturing the moments and things like that on my stories all the time. So that is the easiest thing that you could go ahead and post on your stories all the time, because it, you know, that goes away in 24 hours anyway. So go ahead and post that type of thing. Now, this is what I really want you to do. Go ahead and set up some time, even today, while you're listening to this. Take a couple of really, really cute outfits that you like to wear, or cozy outfits that you like to wear, out of your closet. Go ahead and make sure they're nice and neat. Throw on some makeup and take some professional headshots of yourself. And go ahead and use those headshots, or I won't even say headshots, make them branding photos of you having emotion in your face or looking at your camera or whatever. You could even use your cell phone for this and make sure you edit them. You could go ahead and throw them into Lightroom. Make sure that you, if you're using an iPhone, shoot these in RAW and go ahead and put them in Lightroom on your phone, on your computer, excuse me, and edit them in Lightroom so they look professional. And just go ahead and take some outdoor photos, use your tripod and take some indoor photos, whatever it is. You're gonna feel like you're crazy, but go ahead and take them. I use the, Lens Buddy app for my personal photography sessions. Set it up, use the Lens Buddy app, and go ahead and use those images so that you can say, hey, like, what was the last one I used? I used me looking at my camera. I'm at my desk with my laptop computer and I'm looking at my camera and I'm like, wow, I just love when my returning clients come back. I love watching their families grow, something like that. So you could use that type of photography or those type of images for your content all the time, because I always say you want to be the brand, the face of your brand. So that would definitely make you the face of your brand. When you don't want anybody to go to your page and say, huh, this family photo, is that the photographer's family or is that the photographer? You're not sure because they're not putting their face on the brand. I want people to go to my photography page, be able to scroll and know, oh, she must be the photographer because she has plenty of pictures of her holding her camera in her pictures, so I know that's the photographer without me even having to figure it out, go to her website or something like that and read the About Me page. It's so many pictures of her on her page that I know who I'm going to be dealing with. I know who I'm going to be working with and things like that. So this is just part one of a few things that you can go ahead and post on your Instagram and social media pages when you don't have any particular pictures or sessions to go ahead and share. So remember, while sharing your own work is essential for a photographer, diversifying your content can also help you keep your audience engaged and interested when you don't have any photos to post, new photos to post. And I say this because a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to post somebody else's content or something like that. Of course, nobody else's photos. I don't like to do that. But with that B-roll content, you can actually go on to Canva. It's a free app, and there's also a website software that you can use on your computer. But I use the Canva app on my phone, and you could go to real videos, or I think you could even put in B-roll videos, but I think you could just put in real videos, R-E-E-L, and they will give you like flowers blowing in the wind, because I mean, we're not trying to get creative or have people book us to get flowers blowing in the wind. When it comes to people being in those images, I stand far away from that. I don't use other people's images, but that B-roll content, but it's so easy to make, you can actually get it yourself. But sometimes they have a nice little cup of coffee at a window, and I think those are pretty cool. If I can't make it myself, I will take it from, or you can take it from Canva and do it that way. But sometimes, like, I walk the track sometimes and I just want to get a picture of my feet walking the track, and you can use that as B-roll. It only has to be like not even 30 seconds. It could be less than 30 seconds of a video of, you know, one time my husband was driving and I'm just taking video of outside of the window, the field that you're going past on the freeway. Easy peasy. So those are wonderful, nice B-roll videos that you can use, or you can go ahead on Canva and use some of those videos, and they actually do quite well because it's an engaging video, and then all of a sudden this, you know, message pops up and you want to read it, and sometimes it takes people more time to read it, so they'll read it again and again, and that's a looping video, so it looks like your followers are watching it more than once, which is a great thing too. And the reason why it's a great thing is because the algorithm will pick that up as more people engaging with your content, and that means they Instagram or Facebook will show it to more people. So that's why it's so good. So let's recap real fast on these different things or different ways that you can post to your social media when you have no pictures. So, or no new pictures. Number one, again, is the behind the scenes content, sharing your stories, video, and photos of your photography process, setting up for a shoot, and working with clients. Two, sharing tips and tricks. Share photography tips, posing ideas, or general advice for families looking to have a photo session. Three, client testimonials, even if it's not you sharing a Google review or a review, from Facebook. You can go ahead and share a wonderful text message that a client has shared with you. And with those, I would go ahead and cross out their name and their picture and just share that wonderful testimonial that they've given you. Four, personal stories or experiences. Share a personal story that you have that's related to a picture that you've taken, whether it's an old family photo with your own family, whether it's a old family photo of something, of a session that you use when you practice for, just sharing a personal story or experience of what the photo is about is a great way to resonate with your audience and show the human side of your business. Number five, promotions or upcoming events. Spring is coming up. If you have spring mini sessions coming up, go ahead and post about that. Six, curated content that other sources have already put together. For example, again, wonderful Instagram pages that talk about the importance of photography and things like that. Go ahead and reshare that onto your stories. That's some just great content great content for your potential followers and potential clients to see to show how passionate you are about photography. So I hope this helps, and I'm going to have part two on things to post when you have no pictures, so that this will help everyone be able to post at least once every day. Now, I know I used to say at least three times a week. Now it's getting to social media is now wanting you to post for people to keep you in the algorithm, and for Instagram to keep you in the algorithm and showing your content to more potential clients. They are now saying you should be posting twice to three times a day. Now, before you get all freaked out, that just means, okay, I'm going to do one post. For me, this is what it means. I'm going to do one post a day, Monday through Friday. I don't care to post on Saturday and Sunday. Those are my days off. So Monday through Friday, I'm posting one thing a day, but I'm going to go ahead and post something else in my stories. So that counts too as a second post. If you post to your Instagram feed and your stories, that's two posts. Even if it's the same thing, if you're reposting it to your stories, I'm saying that's the same thing. I don't know what the Instagram algorithm says about that, but I feel that it's the same. And they do say you could post to your stories, Instagram, your reels. That's like three times a day. Or even if you use that same, the same pictures from whatever you posted to your feed and put it into a reel, you know, that's still posting. So it just increases you to get seen from non-followers and followers. Because remember, your reels are always going to be seen by followers and non-followers. Your pictures on your feed, same thing, followers and non-followers. But in your stories, it is only followers that can see that. So always keep that in mind. All right. So I hope that this helped. If you enjoyed today's episode, please let me know. I love when you guys ask me questions in my DMs or on my Facebook Messenger. I will answer them. And because I've gotten this question as to what to post when I have no pictures, no new pictures, this is why I went ahead and made this episode. So go ahead and let me know any questions that you have so I can make an episode on it so I can help everyone. Because if you have that question, you better believe somebody else has that question too. So go ahead and leave a rating and review, please, if you can. It'll only take you about 60 seconds to go ahead and do that. And I appreciate it. Have a wonderful, blessed week. Thanks. All right. That's a wrap for this episode of Wipe Your Lens. I hope you found it insightful and inspiring. Remember, as a working mom with a passion for photography, you have the power to capture incredible moments and build a purposeful business. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to stay tuned on future episodes filled with even more valuable content. If you enjoyed this episode, I truly appreciate it if you could leave a review and share the podcast with other moms who aspire to turn their love for photography into a rewarding career. Until next time, keep chasing your dreams, wiping your lens, and capturing the world through your unique perspective. You got this, sis.